Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for the wonderful rain falling on our roof the whole night. And I know it's around most of South Africa. It's happening. And I thank you for this natural can just remind us of the spiritual rule and reign of Jesus Christ. He's the King bringing us the kingdom and bringing us everything we need to be holy and blameless in God and in love. And so we thank you for this word this morning. And just as the rain falls and causes that which is in the ground to bring beautiful fruit and bring forth life, so does your word that goes out from your mouth on a daily basis, motivating and keeping us in faith. And so bless us this morning as we go into the word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our readings this morning is Ephesians 5.
Verse 25 to 27. And to the husbands, you are to demonstrate love for your wives with the same tender devotion that Christ demonstrated to us, his bride. For he died for us, sacrificing himself to make us holy and pure, cleansing us through the showering of the pure water of the Word of God. All that he does in us is designed to make us a mature church for his pleasure, until we become a source of praise to him, glorious and radiant, beautiful and holy, without fault or flaw.
Hallelujah. We see the beauty here. Christ became a sacrifice. Why? Because he came for a body. He came for a people that will serve him, stay with him, be a part of the family of God for the rest of their days. And this family is the church, and the church is made up of called out ones. We've been called out of this world, and therefore, if we've been called out of this world, we are not supposed to walk with worldly thinking, I'm carnal, I'm lost, I'm a little devil, it's impossible to walk in righteousness. That's not the thinking of a Christian. That is not thinking of a blood-washed, water motivated, stirred by and washed by the word believer. We need to build our lives on what God has to say about us, what God has called us, and his calling is found in what does he call us? He calls us saints. He calls us sons of God. What are sons of God? You in the image and likeness of Jesus. That's why he came to redeem and bring us back to right thinking, right attitude, and the right life. And so we need to stay in the word, in the pure, beautiful word. And this is the beauty. That beauty is what makes us the wives we're supposed to be, the true husbands and that we are supposed to be, the fathers that we are supposed to be, the soul savers that we are supposed to be. It's all found in this beautiful light of the love of God demonstrated in Christ 2,000 years ago and now opened up to us from the Spirit through the Word, enlightening our hearts, enlightening our minds to be holy, set apart unto God, and then be everything he made us to be that unique fragrance. And that's why the Word says in that day, we are holy and blameless in his sight when we stay in the faith, having the hope, the expectations that God has given us in the Word, in the revealing of his Word by his Spirit. And that's where we got to stay, and that's where we got to develop. And this is why Jesus came, so that his body can represent him in every way, walk in his footsteps, and be the beautiful fragrance God made us to be. So all our inspiration for men to be beautiful husbands and wives to be beautiful wives and for us to be the beautiful parents we're supposed to be, it's all found in the perfect, beautiful light of Christ, of God. Are we in Christ Jesus? We in the family, in Jesus. Of God are we in Christ Jesus, who's made to us wisdom from God. That's his motivation. That's where his inspiration comes from. And it's wisdom that brings us faith, and we live by faith. And that faith makes us holy and blameless in his sight. He redeemed us. He's blessed us. He's put us into the kingdom. We have everything pertaining to life and godliness. So we must arise and shine, for our light has come. In Jesus' name, amen. Read. Wat van die ander skrif, my skat?
It's just the Greek word for radiance can also mean gorgeous, honorable, esteemed, splendid, infused with glory. This is what Christ's love will do to you. Amen.
Amen.